Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Sister Rosalia, and today I'm going to be sharing with you things on health and wholeness and how to restore our health if you're dealing with sickness, as most of us are dealing with some complications of sort. And what I'm going to do is, what I will be doing is to helping you get through that, to deal with it, and to hopefully move beyond that so that we can begin to live the life that the Creator intended for us, a life of wholeness and healthy, being healthy and being well. And the way to accomplish that is, first, you must be well informed. You must be made aware of the consequences of our actions, the things that we have been accustomed to doing, how they may have affected our lives in a inadvertently, and then we can make wise decisions. And we can begin doing elimination by eliminating the things that's in our life that's harming our life, and make a conscious decision to replace those things that we're taking out with things that we need to enhance our life, to build our life, to restore our life. So that's what the Garden of Gethsemane here on the Blog Talk Radio is focusing on right now at this time. So I hope that you will enjoy and get great pleasure out of this journey with me. And I hope that the information that's shared here that you receive, you will find it of great value and be able to pass it on to help someone else. I'm going to start right here. I'm going to share about, okay, the Sabbath. This is what Hebrews 4, chapter 4, 9 and 10. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of Yahweh. For he that is entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own work as Yahweh did from his. Excuse me. Yahweh designed a day for us to rest and concentrate on him. After Yahweh completed creation of the earth in 6 days, he rested to give us an example. And on the seventh day, Elohim did his work, which he had made, and rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had made. And Elohim blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he rested from all his work, for Elohim created and made. That tells us right there how being unbalanced, a lot of things that will come to us, come upon us, is the cause of not being in balance. And it's important that we just take time, the time that God has appointed to us as a day of rest. And during that time, that day of rest, and we are being, our body is being restored and replenished. I noticed the other day, excuse me, just the past Saturday, I was not doing anything at all. And the following day, I felt more energetic. And I was ready to be up and about doing the things that needed to be done. So it's very, very important that we try to maintain balance, and the Sabbath is given to us, was made for man, the word tells us. And it's not just for us just not to have anything, to say we're not going to do anything that day, because while we're not doing anything, the Most High is doing something. And if we're always doing something, then we're not giving the Most High the time that he, she asked for in regards to our obedience. We're not complying to the word, so then you can't receive what the Most High wants to give you if you're always doing something yourself. So you have to set time aside that God requires to let God do work within you. Yahweh designated the day for us to rest and to consecrate him. And Yahudah completed creation of the earth in six, after Yahudah completed creation of the earth at 6 days, he rested to give us an example. And on the seventh day, Yahweh ended his work in which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day, and from all his work which he had made. And Elohim blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he rested from all his work which Elohim created and made. Into Genesis 2, chapter 2, 2 and 3. We have a tendency to always want to go to the Most High and tell the Most High what we want, what we need. Well, Most High already knows what you need and knows what you're going to ask before you even ask. But we make it so easy. It's so easy for us to overlook what the Most High has asked us to do, the plain, simple thing he asks us to do. won't do that, but go to the Most High and tell the Most High a petition I want, and I'll do that to the Most High, then the Most High should always be considered first, should always be the center of our attention, first and foremost. And we have to have a mindset, develop a mindset. If we're going to obey, we're going to obey. And when we obey the Most High, it's going to be a lot of the things that we may inherit negatively. Those things will no longer be an option. They will no longer be significant or have any impact on our life, because now you are under the word of the Most High, and the Most High's word is Spirit. He has made. He made you. He can keep you. He is more powerful than anything that we can encounter. And the word tells us that there's nothing that upon this earth that we can encounter that the Most High has not already provided for us a way out. 6 days shall thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Yahweh, thy Elohim. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy maidservant, nor thy maidservant, their manservant, nor the maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates, according to Exodus 20:9-10. Yahushua says, think not that I have come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am come to destroy still. Think not that I've come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, shall heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle, one little tittle, in no wise shall pass from the law, to all be fulfilled. Claim to be followers of Christ. That ought to be your proclamation, your daily proclamation, that you're going to obey God, because the Most High said to us, he said, I only do what the Father tells me to do. Our health is blessed when we rest on Yahweh's Sabbath day. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments, for length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Proverbs 3:1-2. To enjoy perfect health, we will be blessed to keep the distance our Creator blessed and sanctified. The other day, I was really excited, and I wanted to, because I wanted to go out to get, you know, some health food products that I needed. I had my mindset on making from here, this point on, that point on, my own milk, non-dairy, not using dairy products. I'm just so bent on wholeness, being healthy, and sharing the good news with all that I can to help make others' life improve better as well. So one of the things I wanted to do was to make my own soy milk, which many years ago I had learned to do that. I used to do that. But I got so far away from it because I thought it was too much work. I was too busy, had too many other things I was caught up in trying to do and trying to take care of. But I went and I bought the soybeans, not having a clue as how it was going to, I was just hanging on hope or winging a prayer that it would come out okay. But the soybean milk that I made, I'm how you be delicious. It is truly delicious. And I was really excited about that. So that was Sunday when I went out to buy the food, health food products that I need to get busy in here, rearrange and change and everything, all the order, the old order out that was not effective, and to bring in the new order, dietary laws. So I was rested on the seventh day. And so after the seventh day, I was ready. I was ready and fully motivated and energized and ready to take on all the good things that has been stored up for me that the Most High has set aside. I loved it. And now when I start in the morning, rather than that cup of coffee I thought I needed one time, I have my juice, my tropical juice drink blended. Have pineapple, orange, and peach, and mango, all these fresh fruits I have blended up together. And I put a piece of ginger in there. And so that's my morning breakfast drink. And I'm telling you, I forgot to mention carrot. I love carrot juice. Yeah. So that's my kickstart for the day. My fresh brewed blended breakfast drink, and I love it. So think about what you're doing before you do it, and always consider how it's going to affect you. But I was talking to someone the other day, and I was, because I heard him say some things that I knew was harmful for them. So they said, well, it costs too much to eat healthy. It costs too much. I said, well, you're going to pay one way or the other. I said, so the only question is, are you going to pay now or pay later? And it was so sad, the response. He said, well, I'd rather pay later. I thought that was really sad. I told him, well, that's the end of the conversation. I had no more to say about that, because I see where your mindset is, and I see where you're at on that. So I just wish you well, wish you the best, and come up out of that. Let me play a little clip right here before I move on. That's not the one I wanted. I wanted to play this.
Scholars and scientists now concede that Africa is the birthplace of mankind. Africans were the first builders of civilization. They discovered mathematics, invented writing, developed sciences, engineering, medicine, religion, fine arts, and built the Great Pyramids, an architectural achievement which still baffles modern science.
The 225th emperor, direct descent from Solomon and the Queen of Sheba. He is the King of Kings, the Lion of Judah. The name Haile Selassie means power of the Trinity.
Educate yourself of Africa. To liberate yourself, Africa. Keep your head up high, no more will we cry. Our history that they stole, Africa, is written in our souls, Africa. Oldest nation on this earth, know just what you were. Well, ships that sail to distant places robbed us of our rights and worth. History says that you've betrayed us, talking of the God you serve. Hear the rumbling in the sky, hear that awful father's cry. And today we're still in chains, take the shackles from our minds. You're the cornerstone, the King upon the throne.
How to motherland representer. I'm on trial with the man, she my co-defendant, and I demand her attention. Can you focus, woman? I'm getting closer to the sky every time I hit it. Haile Selassie, power of the Trinity, soul made in Naja, my vice made in Italy. White man's world that I'm living in, some say, but it was Africa, the continent we all came from. Can't nothing come between me and you. So before I have seeds, gotta understand my roots, gotta understand the truth. We is all kings round here. Life's not all fair. Work till we fall dead. Lord, going hard till I earn like a pauper. Although my body's in the U.S., my heart's there. I can never be ashamed of her. I got my features and my name from her. Mama Africa.
To reach a place on earth, know just what you're worth. Talking about the God you serve. This is that I didn't know. Africa, claim it as their own, Africa. But now we must stand tall to break down all these walls. Our children must be taught of Africa, the science and the arts of Africa. Educate yourselves, Africa. To liberate yourselves, Africa. Keep your heads up high. No more will we cry. Beautiful art thou, Africa. A legend of the bow, Africa.
We can't rely on someone else to do for us when we could be doing for ourselves. So our health is something that we need to be focusing on, that we need to pay attention to what we are doing to our, what we are allowing to be done to our bodies when we inject something that is not helpful. If it's not encouraging and enhancing and building and strengthening your health, then it's doing just the opposite. I have to talk about this right here because the time that we're in at this moment, election time, and as a nation and a world crowd in desperation for right leadership, why is real leadership so hard to find? What makes a real leader? And will the world ever be the right kind of leadership? In a hugely consequential election, American voters will soon choose the next U.S. president as the world leader, the leader of the free world. Will yield more power and influence than any other person around the globe for the next 4 years. However, many citizens of the nation and the world as a whole await the outcome, not with eager anticipation, but with considerable trepidation. Perhaps one of the most revealing news stories in the run-up to the election was a poll that asked how many voters would be embarrassed if either of the two leading candidates were elected president. The results showed that more than half would be embarrassed if one candidate were elected, and almost half would be embarrassed if the other one. In a corollary, the same survey showed that barely a third of the respondents said they would be proud if their candidate won, while less than a quarter of supporters of the other candidate said they'd be proud if that candidate won. It's a sad commentary on the state of leadership, and it is which candidate is least embarrassing to the largest number of citizens. And sadly, that may well determine which candidate is chosen to the most powerful political position in the world. Deeply flawed candidates vie for power. Given the ads that dominate the airwaves and our computer screens, one would think that this year's presidential nominees were either Savior or Satan, depending on one's perspective. The fact is, both candidates are deeply flawed when viewed from the expected standards of character and conduct found in the Bible, a fact that plays into the high percentage of voters who say they are embarrassed by these choices. One candidate has a checkered history, a questionable financial dealings, business bankruptcies, and multiple marriages and affairs. The other has a long track record of scandal, including a husband who, as U.S. president, was impeached and disbarred for lying about an extramarital affair with a White House intern, and is one who left the White House broke, but has since, with her husband, made $150 million for giving speeches, many to banking and financial interests, while positioning herself as a defender of the poor. Millions of voters from both major parties have angrily declared that they won't support these nominees, viewing them as deeply flawed and untrustworthy, and either not conservative or not liberal enough. Thank you very much. My time is up, and I'll have to move on now. And I will be back on Friday morning at 6 a.m. if you care to join me. Thank you, and have a great day.
Together they can break us, we are strong. destruction. Don't you fall a prey to Babylon.
No, never.
They want to pull us all in different directions. So they take you from the root and teach you their own truth. Open up your mind, please don't you be so blind. I'm not in it for the fame, I'm in it for the love. When it's all said
hold on.
We're more than blood. Would you let them break us apart?
No.
Would you let